Preston. Czech football is at one of its lowest ebbs in years. As well as doing poorly on the field, the national team has been embroiled in scandal off it, with newspaper reports that players went out partying after losing to Slovakia in Prague last week. The team's captain, Tomáš Ujfaluši, announced on Tuesday he was retiring, and now the coach, Petr Rada, has been sacked and six players kicked out of the squad. Well, Ian Willoughby has been following events. Ian, what on earth has been going on?
Well, first, Rob, on the field, things have been going rather badly. Reaching the next World Cup is no longer in the hands of the Czechs themselves. Their fate will be decided by the other teams in their group. They'll have to hope that other teams ahead of them slip up in their qualifying group for the World Cup. Last week, they lost to Slovakia in Prague. And if that wasn't bad enough, after the game, about half a dozen of the players went out drinking with a bevy of young women. And things really went off when photographs of their revelry appeared in a newspaper on Friday. There was even one picture of one of the players urinating in the street, so not exactly role model behaviour from the Czech Republic's football stars.
Yes, fairly scurrilous behaviour, but how did we get from that point to the captain Tomáš Ujfaluši quitting?
Well, Ujfaluši, who was among those players photographed, he released a statement a couple of days ago defending the players. He said they'd gone out to discuss the things that had gone wrong in those World Cup qualifying games. But his statement was ripped to shreds in the media on Tuesday. It was essentially laughed out of court. And then on Tuesday night, his agent said that Ujfaluši, who recently turned 31 and is one of the Czechs' most experienced players, had decided to retire from international football.
I see. And so today the sword fell on the team's manager then.
Yes, after the recent games, it seemed only a matter of time before Petr Rada was removed. He always seemed, to be honest, a bit out of his depth. He was the assistant to Karel Brückner in the latter less successful period of Brückner's tenure as Czech boss. Otherwise, he was the manager of clubs like Teplice and Viktoria Plzeň. He was only in charge of the Czechs for six competitive games. But I must say, while his sacking was completely expected, what wasn't foreseen was that six of the players would be kicked out of the national squad by the Czech FA. And the six are those pictured in the papers. They include Ujfaluši, Milan Baroš and West Ham's Radoslav Kovač. So dramatic times for Czech football. And I think it's fair to say the only good news is that the next competitive game they have isn't until September. So hopefully things will have settled down a bit by then.
Right, some time to sort it out perhaps. Thanks there to Ian Willoughby. And if you have any views on Czech football or even any words of advice for the Czech FA, then write and tell us, English@radio.cz, Radio Prague 12099.